bitch. Is that better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better? Is bitch better?
Hey, bitches. Welcome back to another episode of Bitch is Better. And let me tell y'all something. Recording this episode with this particular guest today is truly a bright spot in what's been a particularly hellish week so far. And for reference, today's Wednesday. Okay. My week started off with a root canal. Okay.
So that's how I'm doing.
But I'm doing better, much better now because I've got my fave, Kendrick Tucker from the Reality and Comics 2 podcast here. Hello.
Hello. And it won't be that for long. Literally, the next time y'all hear Raven after this episode will be on mine, and it'll be on my brand new rebranded podcast, and still the same kind of ignorance. It's just, you know, new things. I'm in my soft era now, so it's gonna be very fun.
I'm so excited. A little triggered, let me use a little therapy. By you saying you're in your soft era, because it makes me think of Lauren. But
oh god,
I'm so excited.
I was thinking NeNe.
Oh gosh. Okay. That's okay. NeNe.
There we go.
No. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's just get started.
Let's.
Bad bitch, raggedy bitch. What do you got?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Let me start with Raggedy Bitch.
Okay.
My Raggedy Bitch is going to be Shayna, because she made me give Tom Sandoval props, because I'm not going to lie, he tickled the shit out of me. I said, oh, he kind of ate a little bit. He nibbled. Now, Tom, you did that one little thing. You chewed just a little bit. You did that, but I'm going to give you your things, because Shayna has this ability to, no matter what it is, you could be on your deathbed, dying of an incurable disease, surrounded by family, and Shayna will still be the saddest person in the room and make it about her. Like, it doesn't matter what it is, it's all about Shayna. And the fact that she turned this whole affair around and made it about her now having insecurities about Brock hanging out with Lala and all this kind of stuff. This ain't about you. And he gagged her ass when he said, you've been the other woman in a relationship. That's how we met you, Shayna. It is. And so I'm sorry, but he chewed that a little bit. And my bad bitch is going to be none of them, because Brock should have been swinging. Like, I don't get it. We're going to talk about Vanderpump a little bit, but I just don't get it. Brock should have been swinging, like windmilling, like something. Like, something should have been going on, because, like, what you said was true, but bitch, you didn't have to say that shit, okay? Like, you did not have to say that shit out of your mouth. That's the biggest thing, okay?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that Brock should be doing that he is not doing. But yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah, wearing them country ass boots on the after show. I know them.
I cannot. Oh my God.
Wait a minute. Can I also give another bad bitch?
Yes, please. Oh my God. Yes. Unlimited. Go ahead.
My actual bad bitch, because it's nobody on Vanderpump. My actual bad bitch is British Williams. She checked in from jail today on us.
Oh,
she posted pictures in the jumpsuit. Her, and I'm talking about, she was with a gang of bad bitches too. Like, it was like 10 of them.
You have to send that to me.
Oh my God. I cannot wait. I will send immediately after this. Like,
I can't believe she's finally in there. It's been a long road.
It has been a long road, right? Can I read the caption she put?
Please.
She said, to all my family, friends, and fans who have been praying for me, writing me. First of all, who the fuck, you know what? Hold on.
Who's writing British?
Who's writing British, honestly?
Show yourselves.
Please, immediately. pouring into me, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your kind words and love have helped me to be encouraged every day. I'll be home soon. No, you won't.
No.
Ready for a new start. I love y'all. And I met some bad bitches along the way. She did, because they in that picture posed up. Okay. So, you know what? I'm going to give props when props is due. Now, where y'all got this backdrop and this whole like setup from, I don't know. But you know what? I'm here for it.
I can't wait to see it. Wait, as, not her saying she's going to be home soon. Because how long did she got? Like
4 years, right?
Yeah, okay, that's not soon. I mean, I guess if you're comparing it, if one of her bad bitch friends got 20, then like, yeah, four is right. Soon. But like,
yeah. But if I'm not mistaken, I think it was federal time. So she got to do most of that, I think. So
yikes.
Something like, you know what? I'm a chick. I know for a fact that she was supposed to go in around Christmas time, but she evaded the cops because she wanted to be her daughter.
Yeah. She was like, please, one last. Didn't she do that for a while? She was like, please, Thanksgiving. Please, right. Christmas. Please, New Year's.
Please, oh, Easter. God, it's Valentine's like, no, bitch. Day. Come on. Yeah.
President's Day. I got it. Like,
right. Like, okay, girl. My homie Lincoln. Like, no, bitch. Come on. Take your ass to jail.
You gotta go.
British. You We're gotta done. Go. Please.
Oh boy, that's a good one.
Oh, British.
My bad bitch is I don't even know who it is. Whoever made the call to give Martha's House a proper reunion. Well, yes. I don't know if it's a proper reunion, but it's a reunion nonetheless. So we'll take it. Clubhouse or like a real set. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be so good because, like, I got questions to send in. Okay. And we'll get to all that. But I was like, what? This is wonderful news.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. And now I'm like hoping this is not because, you know, at first we were like, we'll take anything we can get. If it's a Clubhouse reunion, like whatever, we'll take it. Now I'm like, no, bitch, they are eating everybody on Bravo up. Give them a proper sit down. Put them in the, where they be at in Atlanta? Put them in the Georgia Aquarium like they used to do the Housewives back in the day. Let the fishes swim. Put them in there and let's film this reunion, okay?
And have them in there for hours. I want them in there all day. I want them agitated. Yes. I want walk-offs. I want everything because I just feel like those Clubhouse ones are literally like an hour.
Right.
In and out. Like, that's it. And
with the commercials. That's
unacceptable. yeah.
No, so, don't need that.
Mm-mm. Okay, that's my bad bitch. My raggedy bitch is also just multiple people. It's these people on reality TV that call themselves going to therapy, but they're not doing no therapy. What they're doing is meeting a life coach, a relationship coach, a dating coach.
Dr. Heavenly.
That's not therapy. Okay. Right. I know we're going to get there in a second, but like, you know, how Phil was like, oh yeah, I've been going to therapy for the last year. Like, have you, or have you been seeing a life coach? Do you remember on the Bad Girls Club, like in the later days when they brought in Laura, that coach Laura?
Yes.
And she's like, I bet you all of those girls were like, yeah, we've been doing therapy, but like, no, you haven't. That's not
to
therapy.
You.
That's no, you,
to you. To you.
Yeah.
No. And
like, that's just really, that's just really pissing me off because, like, on the Valley, I don't know their names. Okay. I'm having issues with it. But the crazy guy with the eyes. And the wife that's like clearly hates him and cheating on him. He's like, oh yeah, we've been doing the therapy and, you know, I've been seeing this therapist. And it's like, no, it clearly said like relationship coach or something like that. So you haven't been doing it and it's not going well also.
Wait, okay. So, you know, I put up a story yesterday and I asked everybody, I was like, okay, should I be watching The Valley? Because the clip that they posted on social media yesterday of this hallway fight
was
really kind of pulled me in. So I was like, okay, I hate this because I don't want to give Kristen and Jax like no flowers, no tea, no nothing. But I keep hearing good things about it and there's nothing else to watch. So should I be watching it?
So that's the thing, right? To me, it's just okay. I'm not like jumping up and down about it. Like, it's fine if you need something to watch, which we all do right now, which is why I think I'm watching it. It's not bad, but it's not like, oh my God, I'm so, you know, how people like
social media is doing what they do, really, is what you're saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or I mean, people enjoy different things. So maybe they really do love it and that's great for them. But like, I think it's fine. you okay. will be mildly entertained.
Okay. Because we don't have baddies. We don't right. have any of the housewives. Like, it's no mm-hmm. real. We have a big reality TV void right now. So,
yeah. You know what else there is? Vanderpump Villa on Hulu. Do you know anything about that?
I do know about it because I listen to Kaya and Aaron talk about it. You
didn't have to shake your head like that. Don't ask me no silly shit like that.
Right. Nothing Lisa Vanderpump is in am I trying to watch. But you yeah, know. Yeah,
that's another one. It's like, I have that on while I work. Do you know what I mean? It's okay. not like. It's not
nothing to rush home for.
Super exciting. No. But it's like, oh my God, what can I watch now before I just go watch Modern Family again? You know what I mean? It's like, right. oh, Vanderpump Villa. Let me put that on and then I'll go over to Modern Family.
You know what I'm going to watch after this?
Mm.
I'm going to watch Slice and Rolly because I didn't get to watch it on Sunday. So I'm going to watch Slice and Rolly.
Kendrick.
I'm going to watch it right
What now. You will stop doing is calling that show Slice and Rolly. Y'all, the name of the show is, I think it's Transforming Rolly.
Oh, that and might Rolly, be, that sounds right, actually, yeah.
Yes, this is the damn Slice and Rolly, and you just keep calling it this, and I hate you for it, because it just makes it sound even more disgusting, and I'm not watching it. I keep seeing these clips of her just laying on a table,
butt-ball naked. Out
by the yes, I'm seeing everything, and then I'm seeing them jam those surgical tools into her, sucking things out, cutting things out. I can't do it. And I just feel like it's mostly that. Like, I don't mind hearing about. I just don't want to see that. I can't do those shows. That's where I draw the line. In case anyone is wondering,
yeah,
I can't do the surgery shit.
You know. I think Rolly looks great right now, but it's clearly she got like some more stuff to go. I think they focused a lot on the bottom half and are still figuring the top out. So they came out a lot shader than I mean.
I could tell because you were slowing down as you were saying it. I'm like, keep going.
Right. I tried my hardest to make it not sound shady. But no, I feel like she's, because right now, you know, like the people online have been saying a lot about Rolly. They've been saying like, it looks like she's holding in her breath and it looks like.
I mean, it kind of does.
It does though. And I hate to say that because you know, I'm like the last Rolly fan standing. I like Rolly.
Yeah, you are.
Rolly be pushing bitches and it tickles me. Okay. Yes. Like I'm entertained by it and I don't like watching baddies when Rolly's not. I don't want to watch baddies without Rolly. So I'm glad they snuck her back in. I agree with that.
Like what's the point?
It's a good villain. I'm glad she just like hates everybody and hates all people. And I find it entertaining. I don't know.
Oh yeah, and now she's a new bitch. Like
this right,
I cannot wait. Mm. Oh my God, it's gonna be so good.
I know. I'm so because why is Aubrey O'Day there? You know what? Anyway,
there's so many people on that cast. They have every single bitch you could think of. It don't make no damn sense.
Oh my Aubrey. God. Like, there's so many people. Like, why are there that many people in the house? Like, it's so insane. So, then obviously, we're doing two or three houses again because we're not doing like one
which
house.
Which I hate it.
It's that so stupid.
Really pissed me off. So, house A, house B, house C.
Right.
No, that's a different show. Just do a different season on a different island.
Exactly. Hello? It's so annoying.
Okay. Speaking of Aubrey, real quick. I was, it's not funny, with all, you know how she has been for years and years and years, like on Diddy's ass and will not stop, which is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the latest thing I saw, she was like, she tweeted something. She was like, oh, well, you guys just have no idea. There's even more shit and blah, 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 blah. It's not funny. Someone was like, girl. Stop saying shit like this. Stop dropping breadcrumbs and go ahead and tell us what you need to tell us before he kills you.
Right. No, like but for real.
You do have a point. Can you just out with it, please?
Right. No, I'm 100% on that commenter side. Like, Because you keep doing this, and for okay, like you weren't even in the group that he made walk to Brooklyn to get that cheesecake. Like he really took it easy on all in the group, but we don't know what went on behind the scenes. So like, sis, if you go spill it, you got to spill it right now because that man is still dangerous. Right. The man is, we don't know what's going on. He giving golden showers to Carisha and stuff. Like, we don't know what all is happening out here in these streets.
Cocaine is flying around in the air. Yeah, I don't.
The man fled the city while his sons were at his house when the feds came, okay? That man don't care about nobody, Aubrey.
You he said, fuck them kids. I don't care if they're mine. Better them than me.
Baby, okay.
Oh, God.
Aubrey, listen.
Yes, Aubrey.
Do you think she's going to talk about Diddy on Baddies? Oh, this is going to be so
interesting. There's no telling.
Because Zeus does not have a legal department. So, like, literally anything could fly over there. So, I'm kind of here for it.
And does. Yeah. okay.
Love it.
I think I saw you post this, that Real Housewives of Potomac starts filming. Look at you. You're scared. You're like, what did I say?
No, I'm like, nothing what did bad. I say? You know, I'll be lying sometimes. So what did I say?
Real Housewives of Potomac starts filming next week.
Hate that for us. Hate that for us.
That just doesn't make any sense, right?
No.
Shouldn't we just take a minute, figure out the cast a little
And by minute, you mean half a year. So, yeah.
At least. And let's really put some thought and time and planning into this and effort, because whatever they're going to be doing now is just going to be worse than what we just got. And I cannot take another bad season. You can't have two back to back like this.
No,
you know, you're not Beverly Hills.
Right. Because they'll keep toning it in.
Right. We can't afford this. So that was shocking to me.
Absolutely. I'm like, literally, me looking at that picture, because the picture had, you know, all the people that haven't been rumored to be fired yet, which was Giselle, Karen, Ashley, Mia, and Wendy. And me looking at that picture, I'm like, it's still some fat y'all can cut, but okay. I guess if we're going in this direction, then all right. Then bring, it got to be eight. If that's the case, it got to be eight again. So you got to bring on three new people, because I don't know what this about. Giselle and Wendy aren't going to talk, because Wendy and Giselle are the same type of stubborn. They don't like each other. They're not going to coexist. They're not going to talk. So that's stupid to still have both of them on the same damn show. Karen's going to ride the fence and not like force a conversation between them. Ashley, unless she jumps back in her messy bag, go give us more of this damn pathetic ass divorce that she's going through. And then we literally just going to have Mia carrying the show. So what are we going to do? Which, I mean, Mia can carry a show, because, I mean,
she can, but like, damn, don't, I mean, this is a team effort.
Right,
like,
she shouldn't have to.
Yeah, she shouldn't have to. I know she will gladly do it, and she's got plenty going on.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't like that.
Me neither. Me neither.
Let's just say our prayers.
I hate this for us. I hate this for us.
Me too. Do you tune in? Do you tune in to Club Shay Shay ever?
I do. I normally only watch when like it's a viral interview. So you know, normally you know the ones to watch. So like, yeah, those are the ones I watch, like Monique, Cat Williams, Glorilla. So yeah, like those are the ones I typically, you know. Yes.
Did you listen to the Amanda Seales one? It just came out today.
I saw a clip of it online where she was talking about what kids calling her or saying racist stuff to her or something like that. I didn't even watch the clip. I was like, child, what is happening?
I can't say that I've ever had like a strong stance on her. I know she like does not have a great reputation. So I'm just like, it's got to be true, right? Too many people are saying this shit. So when I saw the interview, I was like, oh, I'm gonna listen to this, maybe I'll learn something new about her. And what I learned is she's very irritating.
Yes. And
what everything that everyone is saying is true. She is very smart, but like She is kind of a know-it-all and very nitpicky.
Yes.
Like, why are you doing this? Like, the first time she did it with Shannon, I was like, bitch, calm down a little bit. Oh, my God. Right.
It's like I'm the only smart person that's allowed to be in the room always. Yeah,
and you can't have a differing opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like she would not drop it and kept like bringing it back up. And it's like, oh my God, if I was Shannon, I'd be like, you know what? Forget it.
Okay. How long is the interview? Because I might listen.
It's fucking long. Oh, it's two parts. It's two parts.
Oh, girl. Okay, now.
Yeah, it's two parts. And when she started talking shit about Issa, I was like, okay, you've gone too far.
See?
Too far.
Because literally everyone in Hollywood loves Issa. You're the one person that can't get along with the most likable person in Hollywood.
Yeah, really? It doesn't make sense. And it's like, as she's going through, you know what I thought of? Again, something you posted that was so relatable, where it was like you had like a family member or friend, someone, and it's like they're venting to you and you're listening to it and you're trying to be supportive, but you're like, damn, it sounds like you're the problem.
Yes. Oh,
that is what I got from that entire interview. She is absolutely the problem, and there's no getting around it.
Can I tell you who that post was about?
Please.
This is so ignorant. It was about my mama. Okay, let me tell you.
No, let me tell you.
She had got on a high horse. She was doing a whole spiel and all this kind of stuff. Everything she was saying, I was like, girl, okay. I was like, let's go eat because I don't want to hurt your feelings. So let's just, let's go.
Let's change the subject.
Right. This is
not... You don't want my feedback here.
No, not at all. Mm-mm. That's a mess. Now I'm like tempted to watch that. And I hate that for me because literally everything Amanda Seals annoys. Because now, you know what?
Yeah.
She's one of those people that has branded herself as the contrarian almost. So like if a lot of people are saying one thing, she has to be the person that comes on, be louder than everyone else and say, you know why I hate y'all, why y'all do dumb stuff? It's because it's like that kind of content. And I'm like, oh my God, I hate this kind of, it's, you know what it's like? It's like those gym dudes that get on social media and you're like, you're never going to cut fat if you do that, and do all that. I'm like, oh my God, calm down. I'm like, I don't even want to be in the gym with you. Like I'm here to play around like and go home. Like that's it. Like you taking this too seriously. Leave me alone. That's exactly the energy she gives me, and it's too much. It's too much, Taquita. Too much.
Yeah. That's
a lot.
That's that on that. I just started rewatching The Real Housewives of DC since they put it on Peacock. Did you watch it when it first aired? Like, have you seen it already?
So surprisingly, I think when Atlanta caught me, like, cause you know, I caught Atlanta season one when it was airing, I was in college. Don't age myself. Y'all keep all the counting shit to yourself. Right. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I was like, I was in college and I remember catching it. And after that, I was like, okay. Like I saw a commercial for OC. I was like, wait, who are these women? Then I saw a commercial for Jersey. I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on? There are more of these people. So like I started like everyone. So like I was watching all of them. Like I watched Miami the first go round. Yes. I watched DC the first go round, like all of the people. And so DC, I was shocked, but not surprised. Like I was shocked that they didn't get a season two. But then I was like, well, I mean, they did have some people that literally broke into the White House, so I get it. But, insane. It was those damn Salahis. Boy, oh boy. DC was a ride. Like, yeah, they were someone. Who was the black one? Was it Stacey?
Yes.
Yes.
And I just posted this because I just came across this episode like an hour before we started recording.
Oh.
Because I don't really remember much aside from the crazy ass Salahis and the
right.
I remembered Linda and her big black man, boyfriend, right?
Yes.
And so Linda and her man, A-Bong, are at dinner with Stacey and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda's talking about how she like grew up in South Georgia and you know, the racism and this and that. And she says, You know, I experienced reverse racism.
Oh, girl.
I'm not kidding you, Kendrick. Her man, Stacy. Stacy's husband were all like, huh? Like with their faces, they were just like, what? And she continues and she's like, you know, I could go into a restaurant or something and not be served. And Stacy just said, oh, that's interesting. And I said, yes, that is interesting. Moving on.
Immediately.
What the fuck are you talking about, Linda? And then,
Linda, please.
It don't end there. They're still talking about race. And she's like, yeah, you know, you just have to be colorblind, something like that. You know, you're colorblind. You just have, you know, it's just a man and a woman. Like, if I was blind, I wouldn't have any idea that he was Black. Well, except I would, because, and she touches his chest and says, because of those nappy little hairs.
Raven.
Nappy little hairs. I said,
why did they just give me a Don Imus? Do you remember Don Imus?
Yes.
The nappy headed hoes. Yes. Like, are you kidding me right now? You
not kidding.
White people are just so oblivious. It's like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. Like, I was like, I do not remember this at all.
Me neither.
And Stacy and her husband, you know, they're just giggling, which I didn't appreciate. I get it, because you're like, oh, you know, it's just like so ridiculous. It's one of those things like, we're giggling now. It's not like funny. Like,
right.
I don't want you to think that your little joke is funny, because it's not.
Right.
I'm laughing because this is so silly and stupid. But like, I just feel like I would have to give her a straight face to be like,
right.
No. Even if I'm not going to say anything, it's just like, that wasn't funny.
That's the kind of dinner you go home with your husband. You'd be like, yeah, we're not going out with them no more.
Exactly.
We ain't eating with them That's motherfuckers done. No more. Yeah, no. Right. No. We did it once. We good. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A-Bone can have that shit.
Please. And I meant to look them. I'm going to look them up later and just see what everyone's up to, because I'm just so curious.
Yeah, please.
Now, moving on to Atlanta.
Ooh.
This isn't shocking at all. Fallon is still talking. And she's
still trying to get beat up.
She's, oh my God, the way she's
cruising for a bruising, as the white people say.
Cruising for a bruising. And Portia is the cruise director. Cut it out, Fallon.
Please.
Oh my God. She's like, oh, well, Simon and Portia were together for a whole year while we were still married. Like, okay. Who cares?
Right.
Child. You're getting divorced now. I just don't know how she fucked this up so badly. Aunt Kendrick, it pisses me off way more than it
right.
should. Why didn't you say all of this when it was happening?
Right.
When they first got together.
Then we would have been like, wait a minute, what?
Now? Right. That's when we had the questions. Now it's like, oh, whatever, dude. I just want to know why they're getting a divorce at this point. And
because
you're not involved in that unless you get back with him. And I don't believe you are. So.
Exactly. And that's what's really crazy, because you fumbled so hard that literally you made us be on Portia's side almost immediately after. Because one, you turned up pregnant and we didn't know he was pregnant by. And then it turned out it was this little boy that she was pregnant by. So it's like, okay, whatever, fine. Everybody's going their separate ways. People can live happily. But now we're so invested in the new season of Atlanta and Portia and all this kind of stuff. Girl, we literally get online every day to see what the hell Simon's talking about. Because Simon filed a new lawsuit and shit every damn day on Portia's ass. So we trying to see what the hell going on with that. Fallon, you are so much a non-motherfucking factor in this relationship now. You have been gone out the house, out the mansion for God knows how long now. That was season 13. We on season 16 now. Baby, 16. Go on.
We don't care about you. Yeah.
We don't.
What I do want to know is, why is Sheree hanging out with Simon? Did you see that photo he posted of them and some other, I don't know who those other people were, but it said hashtag loyal friends. And I said, oh.
Oh, so Sheree, you trying to come back, huh?
Yes.
You trying to come back. Okay.
I'm not mad at it. Go ahead, Sheree.
Right.
Go ahead on.
Right. Because now it feels like you're trying to clock in to work. Now, if only you had done that, you know what? Yeah.
Anyway.
Right, we're not gonna do this.
We're not gonna do it. What we will do is go over to Martha's house now.
Yay!
So before we like start talking about it, have you seen? Well, uh-oh. I know you don't really spend much time on Twitter, and that's where I've seen it. I haven't seen it on Instagram. People are like really hating on the show.
What?
Have you seen that?
No, because on Instagram, it's well, you know, Twitter is a terrible place, but Instagram, everyone seems to like be loving it so much.
I know. That's why I was shocked. Like anytime I would go over there and people were talking shit about it, they're like, nothing's going on over there. They don't have nothing going on, nothing but the
every
same
episode is
over
explosive.
And over again on there. Yeah. And I'm like, what? So Preston, God, I love him. He's just on there talking his shit. And he was
that's right.
After the news that they were getting a reunion, he was like, oh, look at us getting a reunion on our little show that nobody tunes into. Funny how that happens. I said,
Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pirates. I know that's right.
That was the strangest thing to me. It like doesn't make any sense, but
yeah.
Anyway.
That's weird. Like, cause I feel like the whole reason you would sit through a Potomac episode is to get the Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Like, is that not correct?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay. That's I was true. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's weird. But you know, Twitter is a wild place. Like, that's why I barely read comment section anymore, unless it's something unrelated to like the Bravo world. Like I'll go in a comment section if I see like, you know, when I saw that picture of Rolly throwing ass on the beach, I was like, this is a comment section I want to be in because I want to see what y'all talking about, what y'all saying, what's a grind. And it paid off. That was a wonderful comment section. But otherwise, Twitter is just a place filled with hatred and evil. You know what?
It is. I think everyone goes there whenever they are mad.
Exactly. And now that you know what I was about to say?
I think I do too.
See, that's what it is.
Every time I tweet, I have something negative.
That's when you rant. You go to Twitter.
It is. Okay. Okay.
You know what you should have looked at? You should have looked on Threads and see what they're saying. Threads is such a wholesome, respectable place. I know. Me neither, child.
Oh, I probably don't belong there.
I'm trying to get you to do some shit I can't do. So let me stop.
You have a way of doing that. You'd be like, all you got to do is just do this. And you
right. I'm like, child. Okay. And let me know how to do it when you figure it out.
Yeah, I'm not. I feel like I have to download something separate for that. No.
Yeah, I think happening. So. Yeah.
I got plenty of space on my phone. I just don't want to.
I know it's a lot.
Mm-mm. I'm old. Okay. Bria.
Sure.
How does she have any friends?
I don't know.
Or anyone to Simon even. I'm just like, how can you spend any like time around her that's longer than like 5 minutes and have like a real conversation? Because she is just the worst. And like everyone's sick of her, specifically
everyone. Right. It's so crazy. I was about to say something so mean when you said even Simon, but I'm actively choosing not to say it because that was going to take this conversation in a whole other direction. What I will say is that Bria is a fucking nightmare. And it's the fact that we know how she was raised with such like privilege and just like everything, but still chooses to like, she's one of those people that annoys me so bad that, you know, like, bitch, I know how you were raised. Like, why are you talking about like, it can get active and it can do all that? No, it's not. Like, you're not going to fight nobody. You're not going to do this. You're not scaring nobody. Like, can you sit down, please? Like, what do you do? Or storm off like you normally do. That's what I need you to do. You don't have to stay here.
Yes. And that's what Preston said. He's like, nobody's scared of you. Like, please cut it out. I'm not
embarrassing yourself.
Good. Like, believe. And then she did that whole thing where like they were in the car. I think it was like with, I don't remember who was in there. Nick and Alex, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what other girl. Noelle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't remember who's in there. Names everyone in there. And she was just going off and like, it was just a bunch of nonsense. And then she was like, if no one speaks up for me, I'm going home. Gets out of the car and slams the door. And I was like, what?
Right.
And Noelle's like, oh no. And Nick was like, no, let her go. Exactly. Like, go ahead. That is not the threat that you think it is, hon. We would love for you to come home.
Exactly.
You and that little dog too. Because
listen,
why is Milo tearing up that house? Well, at least it's just her room.
Right.
But I was like, oh, he's pissed. What had gotten into him? Now, I'm not a dog.
He couldn't get in that bar. He was mad as a motherfucker.
Bria.
Girl.
Why are you trying to take the dog into the club?
They're going to show you that's the spaces she occupies where you think that you can take a dog into a club. That's the type of spaces that she occupies. And that's why nobody's scared of her.
And that's why Milo hates her. Like, I'm so sorry. Why would you take a dog into a bar? It's just not making sense to me.
No.
I have seen people take dogs places and I'm like, why? But this is the most ridiculous one.
Literally.
Like, what? And you're just going to walk around with him in your hand? Like, I just don't think that he would be enjoying that.
Seems
like torture for a dog. I don't know. Again, not
right.
A dog person, but like, all this, like, loud and all the lights and all these people. You don't even have him in that little backpack you had last season. He's just right. In your hand.
My little socksy poo
the world?
Would what? Tear a hole in that motherfucking club. Like, you would never invite us back if socks got loose in a club. Like, that would be the worst nightmare on the planet. So, it doesn't seem like feasible for a dog. And is she still posturing Milo as if he's like a support animal?
She's.
Girl,
okay. I don't. When it's like, well, why didn't you take him anyway?
Listen. But you know, this the same question you asked about Bria, I asked about Jordan on a daily basis too. So
okay,
both of them. Like,
I forgot that we are on the same page about this because I haven't seen a lot of people disliking her. Maybe I'm missing it. I don't know.
I feel like people are afraid to say it. And so they'll.
But why?
I talk about somehow about this video on other podcasts and people like sliding my DMs or my comments. They're like, I feel the same way you do about Jordan. I'm like, it's okay. You can say
it. Is she going to come after us? Like, what?
Right.
What about her? Is okay, Kendrick, I know you had to have noticed this about her. This isn't even a big deal. This isn't even the worst thing. When they were sitting by that pool, she sat down and she had just plopped that bucket hat atop her head. And she said, oh, yes, this works. It doesn't fit.
No.
And you look ridiculous. And she did it more than once. And I said,
oh yeah. Oh,
get this fucking hat out of here. It doesn't fit.
She literally this whole like I forgot she was there for a while until they like randomly put her on a thing. I was like, oh, this is so much more enjoyable without you making everything about she. You know what? She's the Sheena of Martha's House. Martha's House. She's the Sheena of Martha's House somehow. And I honestly don't know which one is worse because they both tend to make everything about themselves. They both got to be the center of everything. I think the only other difference is I hate that. Well, maybe Sheena's the same way. I don't know because Sheena's kind of a crybaby, but Jordan's kind of the opposite. But neither one of them like gets checked the way they should get checked. And that's a whole issue because that's the one thing that kind of annoys me about Preston is because like he'll call it out in Brio or Summer or anybody else, but he will not say it about Jordan. I'm like, say it about her too. She's the problem.
Right.
She's the problem.
He's the only one that I feel like could get through to her that she might listen to. So it needs to be him. And he's like, oh, that's my friend. So like, no, but like,
you know, she
needs to be checked, Preston, because you got good sense.
You know, you wanted a few.
Yes, one of the few.
Amir is morphing into Brian Benny every single day. So he is getting more and more Brian Benny-esque as the days go on.
He is, isn't he? That's perfect.
One and the same now. I think Winterhouse must have rubbed off on him because they are like the same person now. Like, how did you not know Jasmine was pregnant? Like, you're the only one at the table that had no idea.
The dizziest bitch at the table is in here every time. Bless his heart. Oh my God. Oh my Child. God. And that girlfriend of his. I cannot
That's
wait
a weird relationship.
To see. It's very weird. Because it's like she acts like she's obsessed with him.
Mm-hmm.
And but then when she was on the phone with him, she was acting so annoyed. Like, why are you calling me?
Right. You and know, she's
like, what the fuck is going on here? Were you fighting with him before this? Right. And we're like missing something. Cause like, what is
this? I know he's got to think that we all think that relationship is super weird. Cause she gives me, he is dizzy child. He gives me, no, I'm sorry. She gives me that. She's one of those people that like will never tell you I'm mad about this. I'm mad about that. She just will like be in your space and just like, and do like all this kind of stuff. You like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? Like, damn, uh-huh. Like, I'm not a mind reader. Like, say it out loud like an adult. Like, it's okay nothing, to do that.
And in the middle of the night.
Right. Like, I just feel.
Why didn't you? Yeah. Or like the next morning, he's like, oh, good morning. And she's like, well, no, it's not. Because right. What you did yesterday is you didn't do X, Y, and Z. And that really pissed me off. And he's like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm confused. Right. And he's already confused anyway. Just
exactly.
Baseline. So now he's very confused. Like you have to tell him exactly what the issue is.
And you know what? He strikes me as the type too. He's probably going to apologize right at the top of anything. Like me, you know what? I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. I don't know because my ass, I'm fighting tooth and nail. Like, no, that ain't what the fuck I said. What I said was this and that. So I'll be in the end of the relationship off of me not putting the breakfast cereal away. So I don't know. Let me not be the one giving out relationship advice. I'm just saying because no I didn't say don't be lying on me shit.
I didn't say that because I remember everything that I said actually.
Exactly
so don't play with me. Do you want a transcript?
Matter of fact, I took notes the fuck. Yeah.
Oh god. Okay, back to what's her name, Jordan.
Yes,
she was so nasty when Jasmine announced that she was pregnant, and I thought it was so cute because I was like, who's coming to dinner? I did not.
Right.
I was like,
right.
Because it's not Mariah yet. You're not going to surprise. That's not going to be that situation.
Right.
So who the fuck is it? So she did her whole thing. And everyone's like, oh, congratulations, whatever. Did you see Jordan? She was just like,
I did. Around the table, I was kind of, it was a few like, people. I was like,
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Right.
I know Silas is terrible, but babies are a blessing. Like, this is exciting. What is wrong with you?
Right.
You guys were supposed to be friends for so long before this. You might be having like a moment right now, but like, this is bigger than that. And then her weird thing that she said in her confessional where she was like, well, this is her first baby. I assume this is his first baby. I mean, I don't want to assume, but like, I think so. Like, ew.
See,
why would
somebody
say
something like that to you? Exactly. It's a whole issue for the rest of your life.
She's just nasty. Yeah. What the fuck is her problem? I'm trying to.
I told you.
I was trying to be like understanding of why I got why people were annoyed with Jasmine last season.
Yeah,
totally. I was too. But the way that she came in this time, perfect.
Humbled, apologetic. Right. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck else do you want from her?
Right. Nobody's going to kiss that ring. Like, I'm sorry. You're not.
You don't even have a ring. Everybody here. Exactly. Like, what do you think this is? We don't know none of y'all.
Right. We're getting to know you. But like Cynthia Bailey, I'm getting to know you. Okay.
Exactly.
We don't know you, sis. Sorry.
Her energy, her vibe is like.
It's all just nasty. Like she's an undercover, not even undercover, but she used to be an undercover mean girl, but now she's kind of way more on the surface with her mean girl stuff. And now it's becoming like her and Bria are almost like constantly fighting for the center of attention, and it's getting annoying.
Yeah.
We don't need both on the show. One of y'all is enough to like annoy the hell out of us. Like, that's all we know.
Seriously, it's too much. And then Bria just over there trying to start mess again.
Mm-hmm.
About the Alex thing with Noelle Summer. And Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what are you it's over. It's done. Like, right. Noelle unfortunately told him that she was feeling him and he was like, mm-mm. And she was like, okay.
Right.
So why are we talking about it now? And right. why does Summer keep saying the words "he was inside of me"? And this time she added that she made him come a bunch of times, which is like
my goodness.
Okay.
Oh. But I don't know, sis. I don't know if that's the flex that she thinks it is. Maybe she thinks that we all think that Alex is as big of a catch as she does, maybe. I don't know, but no, but
she
sis.
She tried you to can... play him, and she was, like, trying to act like the sex wasn't great.
Right.
And now you keep saying he was inside of you. Like, if it wasn't great, I would be actively trying to act like that didn't happen.
Right.
From my memory.
Or at least
say he was inside of me.
Right. Or at least like
yeah, that happened.
City girl, the shit, like do something, be like, well, no, it wasn't that good, but the nigga bought me a bag. Like do like yes. something like that. Like you gotta give me something. But this whole thing, you gotta let that go. And the fact that two women have like fawned over him is absolutely insane to me. Absolutely insane. Alex would, let me tell you something. It's a certain type I can't date. I know for a fact. By probably month, I'm gonna give it month four. By probably month four in a relationship, I would have at least once kicked him down the stairs, like intentionally. I know that for a fact, like not a doubt in my mind. Like, okay, you really own some bullshit right now. So, whoop, down you go.
And he would have deserved it. Like,
I'm sure.
I'm so sick of him, and I just don't. Again, I don't. See what is so appealing.
No,
he is not all of that. And then also,
immediately, no,
stop all that singing. I know I have said
please.
It, but I'm going to say it every single time he does this. And y'all need to stop telling him that he sounds good. And this is directed at Kaya and Aaron specifically. I responded to their story the other day. And they were like, check out Alex's new music. And I thought, no.
How about no?
No. I don't want to hear it.
Please.
Just because you can carry a tune doesn't mean like you're an excellent singer. And I feel like he's one of those people. Okay, you can carry a tune. That's great.
Right.
Stop it.
Kaya says hi, by the way, too. I just looked at my text message.
Tell her I'm talking shit about her. Oh my God. I'm just gonna send in the group chat after this and I'm gonna say, just so you know, I was talking shit about y'all.
Right.
Oh please. God. What else? Okay. The last thought that I have for them, and like literally the only note is they need to start having like some real parties with like,
yeah, they're really isolated
other than them. And it looks like next week's episode when like Mariah is going to be there and like other people, it looks like more people that could be an optical illusion. I don't know.
Right.
But I feel like that's what's missing because their shit just looks whack. It's like, just don't even do it. Just have like a regular night without.
Right.
All the shit I just don't think is necessary. Like, what it was Apollo night? What was that?
That's the right. That's the one thing that I think the regular Summer House has on them is that they normally, when they have those parties, it's normally like the most random cavalcade. You know what though? Mark, because don't they have to like get on a ferry to like get over there to like where they
That's
are?
True.
You know, it might
you can't
be location.
Even just drive there. Yeah, you got to get on a boat or a plane or a train or a, something.
Bravo better start hiring extras then. Like, do something, figure it out because we need
go
some more people
into
in
those
this
clubs.
And right.
Invite those people. There's people that are there. We just got to get to them.
Exactly. You know what? Too many of them, too, are coupled off, and that's a problem too, because you need the single people that are going to go out and be like, oh, all of you, oh, where the nigga, where the bitch, you know, we need somebody to go and get the people actively to come to the party. See, that's what
that would feel.
Tell y'all something,
you see,
they don't do reality TV like Bad Girls Club no more, because Bad Girls Club, they would decide to have a party. And they would go out in the streets. They would invite all the back to the house.
Everybody. Every single one they passed by.
Everybody.
It did not matter
That's what y'all need, man. I need to get into producing reality TV. I'm telling you,
you actually really do, and I'm not kidding. I'm being so serious.
Oh my God.
You would be excellent at it.
Let's do it.
You would already, and I just would love to see you in action.
Oh my God, give me an ensemble cast. I love this. I love this. Oh my God, don't play.
Okay, so do you have any other thoughts about Martha's House?
No, I love them and I need them and I need this reunion to give and I need for them to stop doing 2 weeks. I need y'all to at least extend it out to a month and a half. Do something. Because
yeah,
other somehow get a whole time. Month. Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Because you know what? The first two seasons usually are shorter when you have a show. So even Family Karma got more episodes at like third season. So maybe now they'll extend it out now that they see they have like an actual like audience watching them. So, you know, maybe we'll, you know, get some things.
I really hope so. Because I just love them so much. Me too. So thankful. Now, I know that you don't really watch Summer House Original Flavor. The vanilla one. I have just a few thoughts that I need to get off my chest. And I know for a fact that you have seen clips of things. So you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
So I've already said what I had to say about West, as far as I feel like people are hyping him up too much. And I think everyone just needs to calm the fuck down.
Mm-hmm. I listened to your last episode. I know how you feel about West.
I understand it's like shocking for us all to see a man not be like just terrible.
Right.
But not terrible doesn't equal wonderful. So
we need
to remember this and calm down before we get so excited. Like we just met him. We don't know a thing about him.
Exactly. Can I say that? Me personally, that's the message that I want all reality TV fans to know about all of their shows. Because I don't even want to talk about Potomac, but there are a few shows where I feel like people will be like, oh, I love that person. I love them. And I'm like, do you love them or do you hate the person that they're beefing with? Because there's a big difference between the two. Because if you eliminate the person that you hate that they're beefing with and you just leave that person that you quote unquote love, will you still have a show or will you realize how boring that person is? Like, which one is it? And that's across the board. I need people to start realizing that. And just because Wes isn't as terrible, you know, just because he ain't going to keep cheating on you like Kyle is, just because he ain't got a job like Carl has. But, you know, it's a lot of things, you know, that he got, you know, supposedly positive, but I don't know. Chad, exactly. I mean, you could work at McDonald's or something and get a job. Like, what you doing?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let me say what I got to say about West.
Yes.
I'm going to get into Carl's ass. What I said about West before this whole thing happened, where he is like complaining that he and Sierra haven't had sex yet. And she's like, you've only taken me on 2 dates. And like, also, I don't have to explain myself to you. Like, if I don't feel like fucking having sex with you yet, then I don't have to do that.
Right.
Why do you feel entitled to my body? That's weird. And that's exactly here.
And
we don't love that.
Baby, and let me say this, because I feel like dudes, because they get on reality TV, aren't humbling themselves anymore. Like, we're Love Island fans. Wes is punching. Like, he is
punching.
Right. So, like, you should just be glad that she agreed to those first 2 dates in the first place. Doing all that extra is insane. Insane.
It is. And the fact that you went and you spoke to 2 of my close friends about this? That is the easiest way to get me to not ever fuck you ever.
Right.
It's never going to happen.
Man.
Ew. You thought you were going to go to them and then they were going to come to me and be like, oh, you really think you should have sex with him? And I would be like, you know what, girls?
Right.
I'm going to go do it right now.
Right. No. It's not how people work.
No,
you like maybe you had $1 billion, but you don't. You ain't got a job,
right? So that's probably part of it, because that's why Lindsay can't have sex with Carl right now. And she has said it in so many ways, and I'm so sorry. Like, it's completely understandable.
Completely agree.
You, again, it's people are letting their hate of Lindsay cloud, like, just mm-hmm. that's unattractive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe people are attracted to different things, and that's fine. But if you are attracted to ambition, and she's like, okay, I'm engaged to this guy, I want to give him a chance, I want to try and believe in him. It's been a year now mm-hmm. that you haven't worked, $20,000 later, career coach, whatever the fuck that is.
Right. The same as a life coach, I'm guessing.
Still aren't working, and you're upset that I'm not, that I'm saying you're not crushing life, because you aren't.
Right.
You're crushing sobriety, which is wonderful.
Right.
That's great. You still need to get a job.
Yeah.
Sobriety doesn't pay the bills. And he's like, oh, well, I mean, she doesn't believe in me, and she doesn't believe I can do it. Like, she doesn't believe you can do what? What is it?
Right.
You're not doing anything.
Nothing.
So, like, help me understand. What is it?
Exactly. Like this
you
is said, literally.
You can go get a job somewhere. You can.
Literally anywhere.
You just don't want to. You think that you are above certain things. That's right. What I take from that. You mm-hmm. think that you should just fall into, like, this certain job or this certain thing. Because I believe he has in the past. But he is also mm-hmm. lazy. And that's why he cannot keep those jobs.
And his last job that he had, that was probably his longest job, was given to him by his best friend. Exactly. So literally I'm sorry, whoever get offended, but literally you haven't proven yourself to do it yet. Like, this is somebody we've known, like, Lindsay as the career person the entire time she's been on this show. What makes you think she's going to want to take care of a man? Like, literally, I'm sorry who that offended, but, like, she's not going to want to do that. She's made it clear to you, and you won't just get any kind of job, like, no job, nothing.
And you think we're, like, going into marriage with this, like, that is what she's asking is not ridiculous.
Right.
Like, we're talking about a future here. You know, when I have some kids, like, they have to eat. We right. have to eat. And this show isn't going to last forever. That's
right.
The part she isn't saying that I right. also apply. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because Elle reminded me that they actually were not, like, technically full time this season, apparently. So I don't even know if that, like, comes with a pay cut or, like, what. I don't know. But yeah, like, everything she was saying is reasonable. I'm like, whatever. You
that's
are
what I feel.
Lazy, and that's not attractive. So,
and let's be clear, if any network on any show is going to have to pick one of you two, Carl or Lindsay, to continue a career on reality TV after Summer House ends, it's not going to be Carl.
No, because you aren't bringing nothing.
No, it's going to be Lindsay Hubbard, who we know we can get some drama.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, Lindsay's ass is crazy. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's going to be her. She's made for TV.
Right. She could
you
be
just happen
with
to be surrounded by people who were made mm-hmm. for TV. Her, Kyle.
Exactly. Yeah. Carl was smart. He would lean into the bisexual of it all. And you know what? Let me stop. Mm-hmm. See, I'm taking it back to when I watched Summer House, so let me stop.
I love that. I fucking love that.
Just saying, lean into it.
What else? Oh, speaking of Kyle, him crying. Did you see this clip of him crying because Amanda did not have any photos of him in her phone? Because I said, first of all, he's telling Paige, he's like, yeah, I was in the bathroom and I saw her phone and then I opened it up and I, okay, so why did you do that? First
let
of
me
all,
tell you something. If you go looking wrong. For something, exactly, and you
and
find
you
it,
you got your little feelings hurt. You got your little feelings hurt.
Don't be mad at me.
No, and I could see that Paige wanted to laugh in his face because it's so ridiculous. Like, no, you're not crying about this to me right now.
No.
And then when she told Amanda, and Amanda's like, I can't. Like, no, you're not crying to me about this. That's another couple that has a relationship coach and not actual therapist.
Sure. They need to divorce. I'm sorry. They should have never gotten married in the first place. You know, I was correct. Actively, and they needed to thank me for this, but they didn't. It's okay. I was actively praying on y'all's downfall, and somehow y'all made it through. I hate that for y'all because now y'all are married. Now y'all got to divide up them assets because y'all need to get divorced. I don't see y'all making it past this show ending. But maybe, you know what? you know what? Maybe this show ending would be the best thing for their relationship, because then it's just they ass at home instead of him constantly being a fucking, what, 45-year-old party? Yeah. Like,
When the show ends, that relationship will officially end.
But like, yeah.
It's over right now. Let's be for real. There's no saving that.
No.
And one last thing, Danielle, your irritating ass. Overstepping yet again in someone else's
habitual line stepper.
This time it's Paige and Craig. And I think I got to tell you, I laughed my way through that entire scene. Yes, I did. Because Paige is looking like, bitch, who the fuck are you talking to? And it's like, she's talking to you, Paige DeSorbo. She's talking to you about your relationship. And she's like, I'm just seeing a side of her that I've never seen before. Like, you've seen
it. It's been there.
It was aimed
at Lindsay, so you didn't give a fuck. That's what it was.
Exactly. Oh, sorry. No, it was aimed at Lindsay and she loved it.
Exactly.
She fucking loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, oh, but now it's you and you want Danielle to buzz off. Interesting.
Ain't it funny how that works? What they say about them tables.
Michael Scott said how the turntables.
Okay. Period.
But they do be turning.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see how that plays out as that happens, because she's about to get her mean girl on. Can't wait to see it.
There's not one single relationship on that show I'm rooting for. I want to put it out there. As a matter of fact, I'm actively, you know, praying against all of them. So, which I need to stop, because I'm trying to live my soft life and God probably won't bless me if I keep praying against people. So
we'll get soft after.
Right.
We'll do that later. Okay.
Exactly. There we go.
Speaking of soft. Miss Lauren from Utah,
girl,
who's supposed to be being soft, although she's talking shit about her friends in quotes, Katie and Ariana, literally anytime she opens her mouth, if there's a phone, a camera, a microphone, something in front of her, she is talking shit about them. And those women haven't said a word about her.
Jealousy, baby. Cardi B and Offset got a whole song about it. Listen to it, Lala.
They do.
It's a shame.
And it's crazy because she was just last week, I believe, saying that she doesn't care. She doesn't care about what the fans say. She don't care about nothing. Like, this is just whatever.
Yeah.
Well, cut to this week. She's crying because of the backlash she's getting. And this should be the happiest time of her life because she's pregnant. Like, first of all, please don't do that.
Right.
Okay? Don't do that shit.
Right.
If you were pregnant when you were talking all that shit about these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're going to do it again once you wipe your tears. Are you fucking kidding me?
Exactly.
You're doing this shit unprovoked, too. That's the wild part. It's completely uncalled for.
Like, literally no one is prompting her.
Love it.
No. Right.
And so, yeah, the fans are sick of it and you look bad. So people are going to talk about it.
You know what I love that's probably going to happen too? Assuming Ariana doesn't quit after this season, because if I was her, I fucking would. But if she returns next season for another season of Vanderpump instead of just living her good life, I love the fact that a lot of new viewers next season are going to be Love Island fans. And you have not dealt with Love Island fans yet. And that is going to be a wake up call for your ass, baby. So that's going to be very fun for me to witness.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I really hope Ariana goes back, but I don't know if she's going to.
If I was her, I'd so, like, too much is going right in my life. I don't need, like, y'all.
Yeah,
like, that's. Bravo needs her. She doesn't need Bravo anymore. Like, she can go off now. Oh, but you know what? Oh, damn it. Okay. Now my producer brain is thinking. You know what? Now that I think about it, she got that job. And, you know, Peacock is NBC, essentially. Bravo is NBC. I wonder if that, like, that contract is tied up in a few things. Like, you're a multimedia talent now, so now you do Vanderpump, you do this, and then there's a third thing that we don't know about yet. I wonder if it's all tied together. So she might only have that Love Island gig if she continues to do Vanderpump. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. Because didn't Portia sign some sort of contract like that too with them?
Child doing scripted content. I know that's right, Portia. I know that's right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Mm-mm. Oh, I can't wait. Okay.
Love it.
Now, Brock, let's talk about why Miss Brock needs to be slapped for a period of reasons. Okay.
Yes.
Number one, getting into women's business all the time. Way too deep into it. Okay.
Brock Thomas.
Being so involved in it and so aggressive about it. It's weird. Number two, for being a terrible father and just not wanting to really take care of any of your kids. The ones that are in Australia, the one that's here with you, you're yelling at Sheena because she doesn't feel comfortable getting a nanny. And listen, the world is a crazy place, okay?
I always see
stuff about people, whether it's a daycare or a nanny, doing crazy shit to these kids. So I don't blame her one bit. If my mom is right there, my mom's going to watch her.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? What is the problem?
Do you not want her to have a good relationship with her grandma? Like, what are you, what's wrong with that?
That, and we're saving money. You don't have a job.
You know, these men on Bravo real comfortable not having being unemployed. That's weird really to me, but okay.
It's so weird. It's so unattractive. You have to get a job.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
You gotta scare me out of here. Being tied to somebody that ain't got no type of 401k or pension or nothing. It's just my income. Hopefully it stretch out to our golden years, I guess. Wow. Wow. That's like, interesting.
That's not going to work for me.
No.
So you're like actively like hate being so nasty to her about this, constantly starting fights. You're at James's house floating around in the pool, mad because Sheena wants to go home and put the baby to bed and read her a Halloween book.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but so-and-so's with her. Sheena's like, I understand that, idiot. But I'm telling you that I want to put my child to bed because I want those memories, something you don't know anything about. Because again, like I just said, he don't take care of those kids. He don't fucking care about them.
How many he got across the pond?
I really don't know. I want to say two, but that could be completely
wrong. I want to say two, really yeah.
I have no idea.
I can't wait till they get of age to get online.
Tell us something.
Spray his ass. Right.
Yes. I'm so ready for that. There's another. Oh, yeah. The third reason he needs to be slapped.
Yes.
Is for not sticking up for Sheena against Sandoval. Even though, like you said, Sandoval did eat her up a little bit. And I don't feel bad for her.
No.
I don't. Because what he said was true, first of all. Second of all, you are running around being a terrible friend to Ariana, crying and carrying on because you want to be friends with him again for whatever reason.
Right.
This is the man you want to be friends with? You see how he's treating you?
Embarrassing.
You see how Ariana's even coming after you to like console you.
Child.
Even after how you've been crying to her, being like, this is so hard for me again, making it all about her.
Right.
That's what you, that's who you want to be friends with?
Well, look Lala at you. Look at you.
Yelling, oh, hell no, whenever Tom was bringing up the mistress thing. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
About her and Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care that you didn't know, in quotes, that these men were married. That doesn't change the fact that you still were the mistress.
Right.
You knew it or not. Okay.
Right.
You're not going to rewrite history here. That's not going to work. We have it all on camera.
Mm-hmm. Verifiable.
So stop it. That's when she wanted to start yelling. Oh, hell no. Where I lose it. Like, girl, shut up. You need to shut up before he gets on you next.
Right. Okay. Because it sounds like he has straight bullets for everybody, okay?
Yes. So anybody could get slapped.
Okay? Anybody. Anybody. You hear me?
Oh, my God.
And yeah, I really Brock need his ass beat.
He does. Don't be yelling in my way. If my husband... Oh, my God. If a man was yelling in my presence, okay? Mm-hmm. Not even at me.
Right.
Like, you need to calm down.
Right.
Are you yelling at me?
Sure.
In my face?
And bringing up my past indiscretions?
Yeah. Because why are you bringing that up?
Right.
No. Because I don't want to hear it. Okay. Why are you saying that in front of me? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. He's useless.
Yes.
You know, he's useless.
He looks, he looks a tad bit cleaner now that he got that haircut, but
he does.
He still doesn't act cleaner, and that's an whole issue. Go get your kids.
Go get your kids.
Like, I'm go get them.
Playing. Go do something.
Right.
You can't send them any money. What if it was going to be Sheena's money, I guess. I don't.
Not the good as gold money. Not the Chili's money. Sure.
Yeah, that. Mm-mm. Oh, my God. Okay.
That's sad.
It is.
Burberry play it.
I was going to say something about Joe because she was like on Instagram talking shit about Katie, which like. Don't
okay, girl, right,
and then you be crying once she comes and says something else,
right?
Don't
do that, niece.
But I don't even feel like it because I like don't want to give her weird ass any attention. She's like fucking weirdo, but also a mean girl. Her energy, I wouldn't even, it is on par with the crap.
Unsettling.
I'm so sorry, it is,
yes,
it is unsettling. It's just like Kim Richards, and I don't like Kim Richards. Like Kim Richards, I don't like watching her, I've never enjoyed it. For that same reason, it's the same energy. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I want her to go away.
Yep.
She's pathetic.
You know who energy always puts me off too? Because you always say Kim Richards. My Kim Richards is Shannon Bedore. Shannon Bedore's energy is so off-putting to me, like everything. She's one of those people that no matter what, it's the worst thing to ever happen to her. And I'm like, girl, calm down.
Her life is always in shambles.
Exactly.
Always falling. And
she's like... It annoys me so bad. I'd be like, please get Shannon the hell off my TV, please.
And most
not
of
before
the
this
time,
season, though. I need to see that DUI play out.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Most of the time, it's self-inflicted.
Right.
Like, Shannon, why did you do that?
Right. Big Dodo. Jeez.
Oh, Jesus. Lord, please bless Shannon Bedore. She needs help.
Please. Oh. Please.
Ooh, okay.
Goodness. Good night.
Now, that's enough, Bravo. Let's talk about something light and fun.
Ooh.
The Circle.
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever talked about this on this podcast before, but
I've literally only ever done it once on mine. I know I love it too.
It's so good. And I get so excited. When it randomly pops up on Netflix, I'm like,
yeah. Right? Like, I don't know what it is. It's a dick thing.
I don't either. Because it's like, I don't know. I don't know. But I got to tell you.
Okay.
I think you would be great on The Circle. Like, I think you would be perfect. And you would do a great job. And you probably would win. Like, I don't know. I just get that feeling. Because you know
somebody.
Like, oh, yeah, I could do this. I could do that. Like, no. I could not.
Like the dude that's pretending to be his best friend.
Yes.
You're like, no. Lord, go home.
Yeah,
me neither. I don't know nobody's name.
He's got the glasses and he was crying
because
he was like, couldn't get into the conversation. He's
being
like,
so weird.
I don't know what to say.
Immediately, no. Go home.
I need to get in there. Like, oh my God. It's the
I need to apply. That, you're the third person that's told me that, like, just like out of the blue too. And I'm like, oh, if I were to ever do reality TV, it would be something like that. Just something stupid. Like, because I love that. I love the premise.
You have the space. You can take socks with you. You guys would be having a wonderful time in there.
No.
I would love to see it. Oh my God. You'd be so good.
Netflix casting, call me. I know y'all listening. We know y'all be creeping. Shoot. Call me. Shoot.
Yes. Okay. So tell me, who's your favorite and who do you hate?
Oh, okay. I feel like hate is more fun. Yes, I think we both hate the girl with the country accent. The I don't know her name, girl. But yes.
I don't know her name either. I do not know these people's names. Well, I know a couple of them. I don't know her name because that accent, it's too much. I'm sorry. That's not real. I feel like she's doing the thing that Britney does. Oh, she's from Kentucky too. Oh, she's laying it on really thick. She wants for people to be like, oh, she's from the South. That's so cute. But like people like us who like actually are from the South, it's like, bitch, that's too much.
Exactly. You're laying
it on too thick now.
Like,
just
no.
Just be normal.
Yeah. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. So like, don't do that. Her name is... No. Oh, yeah. Cassie is her name. Cassie. We hate her. Brandon is who we hate too. Right. I like... You know who I like? I like Corey Tyler, QT.
She's so cute. I love her too. From the moment she walked on with that cute little denim outfit, I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. She's got a giant smile, her energy. I fucking love her.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I don't like though.
Uh-oh.
Me moving on. I'm going to circle back to this. She's in that, just the group chat names that they come up with, like on the show. Like the little nicknames are terrible. Her and Miles calling each other Young Moppy.
Poppy and
Fuego. Yes. I was like, oh no, you guys, please.
So stupid.
I want to continue watching this show, but y'all have to stop this.
I know. And I hate I think I like Miles too, because he kind of gives me chaotic energy. And I feel like, I feel like he might fly off the wall or the handles. And I like Kyle. I think QT, Miles, and Kyle are the ones I like. Kyle is a black guy with a dog and the tattoos. And
Yeah, I like
him. I think those are my people. Everyone else can go.
I agree with you. What's her name? Oh, Lord. The black lady with the short hair. She's a catfish.
Caress. Caress. She's playing as Paul. Caress? Yeah, Caress.
Oh, little, I like didn't the know that was her name. Okay, Caress. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, is that really her name? What was that like growing up?
Right.
Why would you do that? She's doing a terrible job, and she's coming in so hot with the Steffi hate. I'm like, this is not how you play the circle. Like,
right?
Okay, I know I wouldn't do a good job, but like, why are you doing this?
Exactly. And I don't even like Steffi because, like, the astrology stuff was, like, just so off-putting, too. It's like, calm down.
It is, but I think it's so funny. Like, first of all...
Uh-oh.
Let me back up a couple of steps. Because this show got very, very traitors-like when they found out that there was an AI player.
Yes.
Like, you're the AI. No reason. Like, that message was too funny. It was too good. It was
right.
Like, what?
Wait, do we... We've had, four episodes now?
Yeah, and I think still a new nobody crop has just gone came home yet.
I was about to say, has anybody gone home? What is happening?
No, they're taking so long. But I just thought it was funny that... I don't remember who said it, but someone was like, oh yeah, it's Steffi. Definitely the AI, because how does she know all of that stuff about like horoscopes? How does she know my sign just, right off the bat? And I'm like, y'all never met a bitch obsessed with astrology before?
Right. Literally every other bitch.
The internet? Like, this is not, this is, I mean, it's pretty normal.
Right.
So that was so funny to me. Very traitors.
Big Steffi. Not the little one.
But she is, it's like, she seems nice, but she like bugs me still, you know?
Yeah, she should. Most of them do. It's okay.
Yeah, because they come on there and they're like, I'm ready to like play the circle. And they just, I feel like, turn it up too much.
Right.
Personality. And I don't get that from Miles or Corey Tyler.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just being normal.
They chilling. They chilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
I don't think. Do you think that AI is going to make it all the way?
Oh my God. Why am I kind of rooting for him? I don't know.
I am too. I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Miss Max. Like, actually, I kind of like it. Right. I kind of, because y'all get beat. Exactly. But then because I feel like the thing that's going to be the AI's downfall, I think his name is Max. Yeah. What's going to be his downfall is he's calculating everything out so well, but it's all coming across so super generic too in the group setting. Mm-hmm. So like, he won't tell anybody who he's against or anything like that. So it's like, oh, they go see right through you, or they go see that they can't trust you to be open with them, and they go boot your ass up out of there, Max.
I think the latter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, wow, you guys are really being so fooled by it. Like,
right. Right.
So just the reasoning, it really is a lot like Traitors, and it's so funny to see. Like, God. Y'all don't have nothing here. So
you know what? TV ain't been the same since the Traitors went off, and I hate that for us. It hasn't.
Ugh. We see what the issue is.
Mm-hmm. We had something to look forward to, babe. Exactly. We had some shit to look forward to on Thursdays, and now it's just.
And we were all a united front.
Yes. Everybody.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, simpler times.
Damn it.
Damn it. Well, I don't have anything else. I don't think so. Any final thoughts?
Kyle and Amanda get divorced. Carl, get a job. Wes, get a job. Tom, please. Please. Sheena, bye. Brock, get a job. I'm telling too many people to get a job, and that's a problem for me. Get a job, because like, I work too hard for this shit. Get a job. No, matter of fact, no. Get a job second. Go get them kids. Go get them kids. That's what you do first. And then you come back and get a job, okay? Let that little Bravo coin. I know that Bravo coin at least can buy you a ticket over there to get them kids and a return flight home. Go get them kids. That's what you do.
No, you know what?
That's what you do. Kids'
moms are probably like, no. Keep his ass over there.
Exactly.
Do not come back down under.
Jail.
Stay right where you are.
With them damn Speedos. They don't need that shit in their life. You right.
The Speedos and the high heel boots. Yeah, they're like, no. We're good.
Them boots are made for walking. Mm-mm. Oh
my God, I can't. Okay. Kendrick. Thank you so much for coming to do this. I really do appreciate you, because I know it was like very last minute. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to be honest. There almost wasn't going to be an episode this week. And I was like, I need to have some fun. I need to talk to my friend.
That is so me. You know me in a minute. I'd be like, chat, you know what? They ain't gonna miss. And then people come cussing us out in the DMs. Oh, bitch,
that's the thing. I said, they're gonna think.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Next week, who knows? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Kendrick, please tell everyone where they can find you.
Absolutely. So right now you can go and follow the podcast at Reality and Comics 2. But then the next time you see an episode, it'll be a whole new podcast. So it'll be great. Raven's going to be my first guest. We're going to talk about some things. It won't be a typical Bravo episode either. I got a fun angle we're coming at it from. It's going to be good. And we're talking about all the things. Okay. So y'all get in. To it. Follow me on social media right now at Reality Comics 2, but that'll be changing soon as well. So y'all just, you know, just come at me with the things.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Y'all know where y'all can follow me. At Bitches Better Podcast on Instagram. Don't even bother with Twitter anymore. I feel like I need to get off of there now that I've figured out that's like a big source of negativity.
Yeah.
We'll see how I do. I'll talk to y'all again soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye.